Sakta Mishnah Baita Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Okay, real quickly, let's chazer over again what the four Rishusim are when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos. Although we just learned it, let's think again. What's the Rishus Liyachat? Do you remember? Remember the two numbers? We said it has something to do with the walkie-talkie? How do people sign off? 10-4, right? So Rishus Liyachat is high 10 and at least an area of 4x4. And we said it could be in three different ways. You remember the three different ways. Well, one way is you have an area of 4x4 that's surrounded by a wall, which is high 10 tefachim. Now, incidentally, when we say an area of 4x4, that means at least 4x4. It can be much bigger than that. The Batnu reminds us that the way they used to have their houses in general was you had, let's say, houses that were in the shape of a ches, and you had walls in front of all the houses that also went in the shape of a ches. And in front of the houses, there were little courtyards. Those courtyards are Rishus HaYachid. The area in the middle, meaning in the middle of the ches, where you go from the courtyard into this alley, that's called a mavoi. We'll leave that for now. All right, so all of this is one type of Rishus HaYachid, an area that's at least wide 4x4, with walls that are high 10 tefachim. You can also have a block that's high 10 tefachim, and if there's an area of 4x4 on top, it's a Rishus HaYachid. Or for that matter, a hole in the ground that's deep 10 tefachim and wide 4x4. Let's think for a moment. What about a ship? Would a ship be a Rishus HaYachid? Or a closet? Could a closet be a Rishus HaYachid? And the answer is yes. If the ship is wide 4x4, and the walls of the ship are high 10 tefachim, it is a Rishus HaYachid. The same is true for a closet. So let's say you were walking in the Rishus HaRabim and you pass by, I don't know, a mailbox or something like that. Remember, if it's high 10 tefachim and it's wide 4x4 tefachim, it is a Rishus HaYachid. So suppose I have the simplest case of Rishus HaYachid. I have an area of 4x4 and it's surrounded by a wall on each side that's high 10 tefachim. How high up does the Rishus HaYachid go? And the answer is Ad L'Rakia, all the way up, as far as you can see a bird flying. If it's a Rishus HaYachid at the bottom, it's a Rishus HaYachid all the way up. The Batnur also tells us that the thickness of the walls of Rishus HaYachid are part of the Rishus HaYachid. So you have a Rishus HaYachid, which, let's say, with thick stone walls, those walls are already part of the Rishus HaYachid. Okay, so what's a Rishus HaRabim? Marketplaces, wide streets, an area, generally, that is wide 16 amma. Now, we're not saying tefachim, we're saying amois. Remember, a tefach is approximately the size of a fist, a couple of inches. And amma is 2 feet. So 16 amma is 32 feet. So in order for it to be considered Rishus HaYachid, you have to have a wide area. This is Minatayr. It has to be 16 amois. You can't have a roof on top. There are those that hold, says the Batanura, you also have to have 600,000 people each day walking here, just like it was in the Midbar. How high up does the Rishus HaRabim go? Well, we just said that the Rishus HaYachid goes all the way up. Not so a Rishus HaRabim. A Rishus HaRabim only goes up 10 tefachim. Above 10 tefachim, in a Rishus HaRabim, it is no longer called a Rishus HaRabim, it's called a Makom Petur. But that's not the only case of a Makom Petur. A Makom Petur, which is the third Rishus we're talking about today, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Makom Petur. A Makom Petur is an area that is not wide 4x4, it's less than 4x4. It's higher than 3 tefachim off the ground. That's called a Makom Petur. Sometimes even thorns or bushes or things laying around in the Rishus HaRabim, if they're higher than 3 tefachim, and there's no area of 4x4, they're not 4x4 wide, they are considered a Makom Petur. Same is true for an area surrounded by mechitzas. And there's no 4x4 tefachim wide. Or let's say you have a hole in the ground that isn't wide 4x4. But it's deeper than 3. And it goes down very far down. That would be considered a Makom Petur. So again, what are some examples of a Makom Petur? Higher than 10 tefachim in a Rishus HaRabim. An area that is at least 3 tefachim off the ground, but it's not wide 4x4. Okay. So we've discussed the Rishus HaYachid, we've discussed the Rishus HaRabim, we discussed a Makom Petur, and then there's something which we had already mentioned earlier called a Carmelis. What are some examples of a karmelis? Well, let's say you have an area that's surrounded by four mechitzas, and it goes from 3 tvachim until 10 tvachim, but it's not 10 tvachim high. Although, if I would walk from side to side, I have my 4x4, or even more, it's still a karmelis, because the mechitzas aren't 10 tvachim high. Or for that matter, suppose you have a little mountain or a block that is 4x4 or more in width. It's high from 3 until 10, but not quite 10. Or a hole in the ground that's wide 4x4, and it's deep from 3 until 10, but not quite 10, doesn't go down a full 10 tvachim. Suppose you have that mavi, that alleyway, that is closed from three sides. Wait a second, let's go back to what we said before. We said they used to have their houses like a ches, in front of the houses, it was gated in like courtyards. Those are rishos hayachids. What about the mavi in the middle? Well, we didn't really discuss it beforehand, but that mavi in the middle, Chazal made a special takana. For that alleyway, if you put a pole there, or a beam, a lechi, or a kaira, it becomes like a rishos hayachid. But if you didn't put a pole or a beam there, on the fourth side that's open by the opening of the ches, the alleyway that's in between the courtyards, then it would have a din of a karmelis. Any other cases of a karmelis? How's about an ocean? A wide open field. Those are all examples of a karmelis. What does the word karmelis mean? It means ke'armelis, like an almana. She's not a young girl. She's not married to a husband. So this rishus, it's not a rishus hayachid, it's not a rishus harabim. Okay. You told me before that when it comes to a rishus hayachid, it goes all the way up, ad l'rakia. If you're standing in a rishus hayachid, as far high as you can see, it's still a rishus hayachid. You told me in the rishus harabim, it only goes up 10 tvachim, afterwards it's a makor patur. What about the avri? What about the airspace of a karmelis? The answer is, karmelis, like a rishus harabim, only goes up until 10. From 10 and higher, it also has a din of a makom pitur. Okay, so now that we know a little bit more about what the four rishusin are, rishus yachid, rishus rabim, karmelis, and makom pitur, where can I carry to, where can I not carry to? Well, if you take something out from a rishus yachid to a rishus rabim, which we already learned, or you bring something in from a rishus rabim to a rishus yachid, you're chayav a karm chatas. Well, what if I took something from a rishus rabim to a karmelis? What if I took something from a rishus hayachid to a karmelis? What if I carried something from a karmelis to either a rishus harabim or a rishus hayachid? And the answer is, not supposed to do it, but you're not chayiv. It would be another example of something where we say pater aval aser. Well, what if I carried something from a rishus hayachid or from a rishus harabim to a makom patur? I'm walking on the street in the rishus harabim and I put something down on a pole that's higher than 3 but less than 4x4 wide. Or suppose I took it from that pole and I put it down in either a Rishus HaYachid or a Rishus HaRabim. The answer is, Mutter Lechat Chila. You're allowed to do it. And of course, from a Karmelis to a Makom Patur, let's say from a ship to a Makom Patur, or from a wide open area, just a field to a Makom Patur, or from a Makom Patur to a Karmelis, it's Mutter. So, is it true to say that the only way to be Chayav HaKarm Chatas is if you carry from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, or the other way around? No. If you remember what we learned all the way at the beginning of the Masechta, if you carry something from the beginning of four Amos till the end of four Amos in a Rishus HaRabim, also Chayav HaKarm Chatas. What about if I have a wide open empty field, it's a Karmelis, and I carry from the beginning of four Amos till the end of four Amos? Pater Avalos, you're not supposed to, but you wouldn't be Chayav HaKarbin. What about in a Rishus HaYachid or in a Makom Patur? You can carry the whole Rishus. You can have a Rishus HaYachid that stretches many, many miles. So now let's see our Mishnah once again. Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Hazayrik, if someone throws something Rishus HaYachid from a Rishus HaYachid l'Rishus HaRabim. Right, I'm standing in the street. It's a Rishus HaRabim. And I see someone inside a gated area. And, I don't know, I throw something over the gate into the area. Or Mirishus HaRabim, my friend who's inside the gated area, that's high, 10 tvachim, the gate is high 10 tvachim around and around, and it's an area that's wide 4x4, he throws something into the Rishus HaRabim. The din is chayiv. In both cases, I who threw it from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid, and my friend who threw it from the Rishus HaYachid into the Rishus HaRabim, would be chayiv a karben chatas, if we did a b'shaigeg. Now try to imagine the following case. I'm in my front yard, and my friend is also in his front yard. Between me and my friend, there's a Rosh Hashanah. We're on two sides of the street. I pick up a ball without thinking. I forgot that it was Shabbos. And I threw the ball from my courtyard, and it landed in his courtyard. So I really picked something up in the Rosh Hashanah, threw it across the Rosh Hashanah, and it landed in the Rosh Hashanah. Now, I would say, I picked something up in the Rosh Hashanah, and I put it down in the Rosh Hashanah. Why should I be chayiv? But the problem is that it flew across the Rosh Hashanah. So is that considered as if it landed in the Rosh Hashanah or not? Let's see what the Mishnah says weiter about this. What if I throw something from one Rosh Hashanah to the other Rosh Hashanah, from my courtyard to my friend across the street? He doesn't catch it. It lands in his courtyard. Rosh Hashanah be emsed. There is a Rosh Hashanah in the middle. Rabbi Kiva Machayev. Kiva says, you're chayiv a karban chatas. Now, this is provided that as the ball went sailing across the Rosh Hashanah, it was within 10 tefachim of the ground. Anything that's within 10 tefachim of the ground, it's as if it landed in the Rosh Hashanah. And the Rabbanan say, no. This is called kluta. And this is a famous machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham that appears several places in Shas. The machlokes is whether kluta kemisha huncha, something that's like right over the ground, but it didn't mamish come to rest, do we consider it as if it stopped? Once again, Rabbi Akiva mechayiv, Rabbi Akiva says you would be chayiv, it is considered as if it landed. The Chachamim paitrin, the Chachamim say no. Now again, this is only if I threw it not very high. I threw it, when it flew across the Rosh Hashanah, it was within 10 tefachim of the ground. That's what Rabbi Akiva says, it's as if it landed, even though it really didn't land. If I threw it above 10 tefachim, meaning to say, when I threw it from my courtyard to his courtyard, it went soaring up higher than 10 tefachim over the Rosh Hashanah. So we already said before that a Rosh Hashanah only goes up 10 tefachim. At that point, higher than 10 tefachim, it's a makom petur. And even Rabbi Akiva would hold that he's not chayiv. Okay, so we have a lot to chazer in this Mishnah. We'll try to do it quickly. I'll ask you the questions and you'll have to answer. Of course, you're going to have to mark yourself because I don't hear you. What's Rosh Hashanah? High 10, area of 4x4 or more. It can be a flat area surrounded by walls. It can be a hole in the ground or a block or a mountain that's high up. If it's a mountain, it depends on the angle of the mountain, but let's just say a block. Let's say a tree stump. Now, if it's high, 10 tefachim, a wide 4x4, it's a Rosh Hashanah. And it could even be kelim, could be a boat or a closet, like we explained. You remember how high up Rosh Hashanah goes? All the way until Shemayim. Let's say I have thick walls that surround the Rosh Hashanah. What's the din on top of those walls? Answer? They're like the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, give me examples of Rosh Hashanah. We said marketplaces, streets, roads that go through and through. I don't know if we mentioned that last time. Can't be like a dead-end street. The width of the street has to be 16 amos. Can't be a roof on top. And some say, how many people do you have to have each day on the street? 600,000. Like they had in the Midbar. Rosh Hashanah goes up until the sky. How high up does Rosh Hashanah go? Only 10 tefachim. Higher than that is considered a makom petur. And what else is considered a makom petur? If you set an area that's not 4x4 and high 3 tefachim off the ground, you're right. If you set an area that's surrounded by mechitzas and there's no 4x4, or a hole in the ground that doesn't have 4x4, and it's deep from 3 and on, that would be called a makom petur. Okay, what's the other rishos called? A karmelis. Can you give me some examples of a karmelis? An area that's high between 3 and 10, but not quite 10. But there's an area of 4x4 in the width at the bottom, or more. You could have like, a stump or a block that's 4x4 or more, higher than 3, until 10, but not quite 10. Same is true for a hole. Remember what a mavui is, that alleyway in between the courtyards? Well, the mavui, which is like a ches, by the open part, it's supposed to have either an upright beam called a lechi, or a beam across on top called a kair. If it doesn't, that's a karmelis. And finally, an ocean or a wide open field, like most fields in the country, would have a din of a karmelis unless they're surrounded by mechitzas. So, can you carry from a Rishus HaYachid to a karmelis? How's about from a karmelis to a Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim to a karmelis? We said, nope, but it's only Yasim and Rabbanan, you wouldn't be chayiv. Same is true for four amas in a karmelis. Not supposed to, but you wouldn't be chayiv. It's not really a Rishus HaRabim in a Torah. We said you could carry from a Rosh HaSarabim / Rosh HaSayachid to a Makam Tor, or the other way around. And finally, what was the Machloikis in Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham in our Mishnah? About someone who threw something from one Rosh HaSayachid to the other, and there was a Rosh HaSarabim in the middle? If it was under 10 Tfachim, Rabbi Akiva holds his Chayiv, because Rabbi Akiva says, Kluta is Kehun Chadami, as if it's on the floor. It's as if it bounced in the Rosh HaSarabim. And the Chachamim say he would be potter if he threw it above 10 Tfachim. Well, as we said before, Rosh HaSarabim only goes up 10 Tfachim, so everybody would hold, but he wouldn't be Chayiv.